Philip Saint-Pierre, if these are even good, today's date is 06/13/2024. Dictation is for Evangelina Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Evangelina spells E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-N-A. Date of birth is 10/10/1999. This is a thanks. 24-year-old female here for complaints of fatigue, periods. She stated this has been going on for approximately 10 days now. It's gotten worse in the last 2 or 3 days. She indicated that she's sometimes will have excessive cycle, and this resulted in her feeling very tired and lightheaded. Patient indicated that at work she just don't have the energy to move around like she used to. She said that many times she will fall asleep in the chair that she sits at, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. The social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history, cancer, hypertension, and diabetes. Next paragraph. Medication is none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were negative, reviewed and negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 109/76, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period, next paragraph, HENT normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, period. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert, suit 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is fatigue, number 2 is obesity, number 3, routine physical examination, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done. Click the EKG. EKG shows normal sinus rhythm. Rate at 59 beats per minute. No acute injuries or old injuries are demonstrated, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound were done to assess patient's circulatory status. Organ status, ultrasound was normal to include ovaries, pelvic, and thyroid. Next paragraph, labs. The following labs were drawn today: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Next paragraph. Patient was advised about the importance of trying to figure out what's causing her to be fatigued and tired. She was advised that if her symptoms continue, I guess worse, she must go into a local emergency room. But as of now, we'll wait until labs come back and then we'll call her if anything is abnormal. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.